The devotional for today was written by the Reverend Drew Himes. What we sigh to God reveals a lot about us. If we have harmed others, we will sigh with guilt. If we have been harmed by others, we will sigh with pain and anguish. Strangely, we all find ourselves looking for the same thing, God's ear. The Hebrew word translated as sighing in this psalm is hagig, which can alternately be rendered as groaning. Our groaning, aching sighs show the depth of our painful prayers to God, seeking intervention, reconciliation, and the renewal of God's image among our communities. Lent offers each of us a time to reflect on our guilt or our hurt. We are offered a time of introspection and investigation, and ultimately an invitation. Commit your prayers to our loving and liberating God. Each of the other readings for today work with these themes. Jeremiah 8 offers an indictment to the people who have dishonored God's image in the holy community. Paul in Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, reminds us of God's grace, given by the truckload for the victims of the broken world, oppressor and oppressed alike. The apex comes to us from John chapter 8, verses 12 through 20. I am the light of the world, Jesus tells his disciples. When we commit our cause to God, our groaning, our pain, our guilt, we find the Christ light is the one that shines in the darkness of our souls, offering each of us a more excellent way and the perfect embodiment of God's image made real in his flesh. Let us pray. Holy, loving, liberating, and grace-giving God, in the flesh of Jesus our Christ, you make your light shine. In Jesus' healing touch, we are offered a new way. Commit our lives by your Spirit to this new way of living, that we too could bear your holy image in this world. Amen.